Welcome to Right Here in Mass. We're a weekly podcast that features individuals throughout the Bay State who are on our radar and should be on yours. From the Berkshires to Boston, Cape Cod and the Islands, tune in to learn about who you should know right here in Mass. Welcome back to another episode of Right Here in Mass. Joining us today is Daniela Procopio, the co-founder of Solma, which is the first ready-to-drink lactation support beverage. A wife and mom of three, she is always chasing dreams, deadlines, or little kids. Daniela, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashley. I'm so excited to be here.
Likewise. Please share more with our audience about you and what you do.
Yes. So as you said, my name is Daniela. I am a wife. I am a mom of three kids, four and under, which is so wild to say that out loud because things are hectic and chaotic, but in a good way. And as you said, I'm a co-founder with my husband of Solma, the first ready-to-drink lactation support beverage. So we have Solma, and then we also have a spice business that I'm sure we'll talk about at some point as well.
Absolutely. And so I'd love if you could share with our listeners more about Solma in terms of what inspired you to start the company, how you came to actually develop the product, and what that whole process has been like.
Absolutely. So yes. So for me, I had always heard, you know, getting pregnant might take some time. Pregnancy itself is challenging, but then you have a baby and everything is great. And like you have this baby and you might not ever sleep again, but that's pretty much it. But you'll be happy and everything will be perfect. And after I had my first, I tried to start breastfeeding. And even though she latched great, I did encounter supply issues. I just encountered a number of issues with breastfeeding. And honestly, I was shocked. I felt like there wasn't a lot of conversations behind, you know, how challenging the postpartum journey can be, how isolating it can be, and how many challenges you can really have with producing enough of milk for your baby. So I started looking for various products in the market in order to help me with my supply. So I found a lot of different products and a lot of them were really helpful for me. The only thing is that when I later on, I went on to have baby number two and baby number three, I found that a lot of these products, either they were teas that you had to steep or products they had to mix in or just like cookies and things of that nature. So for dietary reasons, didn't want to consume so many different cookies. Sometimes, you know, didn't have the bandwidth to create a drink, like have to mix something up, or it would be the peak of summer and I didn't want to steep a hot tea. So I started looking for, you know, something chilled, something ready to drink that I could literally just grab and go. And I couldn't find anything like that. So after, you know, those middle of the night discussions with my husband where I was awake trying to feed a baby and thus he was awake too, because I made sure to wake him up sometimes. Like, you know, a product like this isn't out there. We're searching and we couldn't find it. So we created it. So that's where Solma was born from. Let's say how Solma was conceived, really. We saw that there was a need for the mom on the go, something that she could grab and go. And it would deliver the galactagon or the milk producing ingredients in order to promote lactation. So our product has five of the most well-known galactagogues. I'm sure you've heard of the fenugreek, the milk thistle, turmeric, all of those that have been anecdotally shown to help promote lactation. And so our unique blend just puts all of those galactagon ingredients in a ready-to-drink format that you can just pop into your refrigerator. And when you're ready, just drink it and go. You can pop it in your work bag, pop it in your baby bag, and it'll meet you where you are. Like if you're busy because you are traveling, if you're working, if you have any other responsibility that like moms have these days, in addition to just parenting, we wanted to create a product to be able to meet you where you are and deliver the ingredients to help promote breastfeeding if that is something that you are interested in doing. So a little bit about Solma and how it was founded.
I love that. And what was the process like of kind of like researching the different ingredients that go into it and then also testing it? So you have three different flavors. So being able to understand which flavor is the right combination, which flavor people would tend to like the most and kind of things like that.
Absolutely. So that was really fun. And I realized I loved that part of it. You know, it's so creative, and I feel like I never really had an opportunity to tap into that creative side of my life. So yeah, so we actually worked with a company out of Kentucky, a beverage developer. And so we met with them and said, you know, this is our idea. These are ingredients, no kidding, that we want in our final formulation. These are the taste profiles that we're looking for. And then from there, it's really a collaborative experience with regards to, okay, like based on what you just told me, we're going to send you the first round of samples. And if I'm being honest, like the first two, three samples, it was so discouraging because I was like, what have we done? These are all the different ingredients that we want in there, but this is not the taste we're looking for. And honestly, now hindsight is 2020. Looking back, I'm like, that's all part of the fun process. This is what they do, right? Like they literally take your idea and they're like, hey, this is what you said, throw it in a bottle, send it to you. But then from there, you start working together and saying like, well, I'm sensing a taste of this. So how about we pair it with that? And also we were looking for, so one of our teas is actually rooibos. And so that one anecdotally has also been shown in different cultures to help promote lactation. So it was through our own research, through collaborating with the other company, that we were able to really, you know, settle on three different flavors and really settle on different taste profiles based on also the dosages that we needed in order to deliver the lactation support, your daily lactation support value.
And I think it's so smart that you partnered with that beverage development company, because I feel like it took kind of like, of course there was stress involved, but it took the stress of having everything on your shoulders and more so being able to focus on, exactly like you said, the fun part of tasting and tweaking and getting it just right while you're hiring a company who's an expert at what they do to handle that actual development process.
100%. 100%. I think that's also part of the fun of being, you know, a business owner, and part of the learning curve is figuring out, this is what I know and this is what I can do. And these are things I'm good at. And these are things that we need to have somebody else support with, because again, like I had big, big ideas, but I'm not a beverage developer. So needed to definitely tap into the experts who are in this realm and who are able to say, well, we should shy away from this for many reasons, or how about we look into this instead. And so I definitely feel like, as a business owner, as somebody, you know, navigating this field, is I'm very big on know what you know and what you don't know at this point, at least. Definitely call on the experts to help you figure it out. And at some point, maybe it's something that you'll take over, but for now, at least tap in those experts if you can.
Absolutely. And as you're going through this process, I'm sure you had many conversations with moms who are friends and family members to get a feel for what they were looking for. But did you ever do any certain or specific type of like market research or anything like that to collect information from potential customers?
Yeah. So obviously, friends, family, lots of different friends and family that were having babies. So we really did our research in that area. But also a lot of research has been done anecdotally. So anecdotally so not anything like medical, you know, anything like that sort of research, but all the different galactose ingredients have been proven for centuries, really anecdotally. There's lots of stories and things of that nature. So we really relied on all that anecdotal history and evidence to really aid in our product formulation. And then, like you said, tapped into friends and to families that were having babies or that were trying to breastfeed or that were in the postpartum journey to really help finalize the vision. We also worked with a lactation consultant who is a dear, dear friend. And she also was able to help us with that, because again, I wanted to ensure that the product had the proper dosages for, you know, the amount of fenugreek that in order to be able to see, to see a change in your lactation, like how much fenugreek is recommended and things like that. So called in the experts, called in the family and friends, did market research in that area in order to be able to get to the final product and final formulation.
Amazing. And I love that you chose a ready to drink tea, because like you mentioned earlier, I mean, moms don't always have the time to steep a tea, or with cookies, it's like, how many cookies can you really eat to a point where you get full or just truthfully feeling sick of cookies? And so right. I think it's great that it's helping to promote lactation support, but also being able to quench thirst and make sure that moms are hydrating themselves enough, which I'm sure with chasing so many little kids all the time that sometimes moms don't always remember to sip their water.
I remember I was surprised. So I'm not a huge water drinker by nature. Like I don't drink, I don't get thirsty except when I'm breastfeeding. I remember like the hospital sent me home with this like little plastic jug and I loved it. Like the first of all, the hospital has the best crushed ice ever. And which was unexpected for me. I was not prepared for that. And it was amazing. But they send me with this like pink little jug with this like straw. And I remember I would ask my husband all the time, I'm like, you need to fill this up. And he's like, again? And I'm like, yeah, I have this unquenchable thirst. And he was so perplexed because I never get thirsty unless I'm breastfeeding. So it was very, very important for me to create a product that, again, ready to drink and also will hydrate you. It also, like, you can chug it if you'd like, or you could just sit throughout the day, whatever. It was important for me. And also, you know, to ensure that breastfeeding moms, your lots of nutrients are always leaving your body. So it was important for me to make sure, you know, you have to take care of yourself in order to be able to take care of a baby. So it was important for me to create something that created me, like you said.
Absolutely. This episode of Right Here in Mass is brought to you by Melissa J. Pond, LLC. Is your mission-driven organization struggling to secure funding or communicate your strategy effectively? Meet Melissa J. Pond, LLC, an expert in grant writing, strategic planning, and visual storytelling with over 15 years of experience in the nonprofit and government sectors. Recognized with multiple professional awards, Melissa can help create lasting change and improve the lives of those you serve. Connect with her today at melissajpond.com to see how she can add value to your organization. That's melissajpond.com. And I'd love to hear more about your plans for Soulmas. Right now you're selling it on your website. Do you have plans to put it in stores or focus on other type of maybe wholesale opportunities that consumers or even larger corporations can pursue?
Absolutely. So right now we are e-commerce at this point, solely e-commerce. However, I have big dreams for the future, right? Like I would love to be able to at least have information on Soulma in those hospital bags that you get after having a baby in the hospital. I would love to have information, you know, leaflets, pamphlets, coupon codes, things like that given to postpartum women at, you know, lactation support, you know, support groups and things like that. I'd love to be able to go to trade shows, into lactation consultant, you know, organizations and things like that. Because again, at the end of the day, we all have a common goal, which is make life easier for the breastfeeding mom. And sometimes, the best way to do that is by, you know, taking these galactic ingredients in order to promote lactation. So whatever we can do in order to help make life easier for a postpartum mom. And so for long-term goals, it's just getting into certain scenario, you know, certain places that will make our product accessible to women on their postpartum journey that are interested in breastfeeding.
Absolutely. And I love that you mentioned the idea of partnering with all these different professionals and organizations, because really, as moms know, it's so important to have that community behind you supporting you. And so being able to have all these different people with one common goal and being able to highlight Soulma and its wonderful benefit that it brings to breastfeeding moms, I think is huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So I, you know, everybody that I've met on this journey, they're like, this is so exciting. You know, we need something like that. And so I get excited because I'm like, okay, so you get it. You understand why we created it. And you want the same thing. You want something that is able to help a postpartum mom. So I'm excited for the feedback that we've received, and I'm excited to be able to continue to grow our product and be able to partner with other organizations that have the same goal or retail locations that reach our target audience.
Absolutely. And I think it'd be really cool to have Soulma in like a vending machine, where when people go to vending machines, I mean, they're kind of limited to water, sugary drinks, unhealthy snacks. What if there's breastfeeding moms in public who could really use something like Soulma and they don't have it? And being able to just go to a vending machine and say, oh, here we go, I have this product here that I can purchase. I think that would be something cool to think about. Especially because it seems like a lot more public places are focusing more on inclusivity for moms and providing accommodations for breastfeeding and feeding and things like that.
100%. I love that idea. To be honest, I hadn't even thought about it before. So really
Just came to
thinking.
my head as you were talking.
I was just gonna say, I love it. I love it. And absolutely, I definitely feel, especially, I mean, I've only been a mom for last 4.5 years. However, I truly feel like the conversation has become more and more, like you said, inclusive. And how do we help, breastfeeding women? And let's make it comfortable and let's make it easier and let's talk about it. So I definitely agree with what you're saying. And I'm gonna have to make a mental note to, long term, how do we do that? Because you're absolutely right. Like, if a mom is out and about and she's like, I'm thirsty, and she's breastfeeding, and it's like, well, I personally also, like, my guilty pleasure is I don't mind a soda, but if I can drink something that will help promote lactation, if that's something that I'm looking for, why not? So you're onto something, Ashley.
I love it. And I also love that you mentioned just being able to focus on bringing women together and focusing on inclusivity as we were just sharing. And so this is like a little bit of a tangent, but being a business owner who provides lactation support products and also being a mom of three, do you think there's anything that businesses as a whole can do to be more accommodating to women who are postpartum and breastfeeding and also focusing on other feeding options that can really help to kind of improve things? Of course, there are some organizations who are very innovative in that space and some organizations who are new to it. So I'd love to hear from your experience what you recommend.
Yeah, absolutely. So I, first and foremost, I'm not a legal expert by any means, but I'm pretty sure there's like a law out there that says that you need to have like a breastfeeding room. Don't quote me on that. But what I have found is that I found a lot of companies and businesses have that. That's not a bathroom, and it has a close a door that locks and closes. So that's been my personal experience when I've been at work and things like that. And I think first and foremost, that is huge. Like, having that sort of support is having a dedicated space that you're comfortable. It's hard enough being away from your baby. So if you have a place that you feel comfortable, safe, in order to pump, or if you do have your child nearby, to be able to breastfeed, I think that's huge. A business that I am always so inspired by, well, two of them actually. Mamavat, so they are the ones that have the airport pods, and I travel often, and so having those pods is critical. It's so they're clean, they're private. And the best part is people have taken it upon themselves to like write encouraging notes. So every pod
Oh,
that
I
I've
love
been in,
that.
always been like a, you're doing great, mama, or I know it's hard being away from your baby, but like you'll see them soon, little encouraging things. And I think that's critical. So I've always looked to that company, and I've always also looked at a company that I think it's called Milk Store, and I'll have to triple check that. But either way, they make it easy for you to ship your breast milk home. And
Oh,
I think,
wow.
which I've used this company in the past when I'm traveling and my baby's still breastfeeding, is I pump and then they like deliver wherever it is to your hotel or wherever you're going to be. A cooler that you're able to then like put your pumped breast milk and then ship it home. And I think those are two, I know I'm missing more, but those are two critical examples of businesses that were created in order to make it easier for the postpartum women. So I definitely want to model Soma after those, and how inclusive and how innovative really these businesses are being. And I think having organizations, if their budget allows, of being like, listen, I need you to travel for work, but if you're comfortable, if you're still breastfeeding and you're comfortable, I'm happy to, pay for the shipment of breast milk to go home or something like that. Or have you be routed through an airport that has these pods that makes it easier for you to pump or easier for you to breastfeed your child and things like that. So I definitely look to those two things, absolutely, and those two companies that I truly admire, because they really are helping pave the way and making the conversation easier for women who are like, I want to breastfeed or I want to pump, but also I need to travel for work, or also for whatever reason, I need to travel. I need to be in an airport. So I do it. I don't know if I feel like I digressed, but it was
No,
important.
That was perfect.
Yeah. Okay. To measure. Okay, good.
Yeah. And I think from what you shared for both those two companies, and also truly what Soma does as well, is that it provides equity for women. So it provides women the opportunity to still have the same opportunities as men who aren't breastfeeding, because they do have those support products or resources available at their hands in order to keep working, to keep traveling, to keep doing the things that are important to them, which I think is so important to have.
You hit the nail on the head. I couldn't have said it better, but that's exactly what it is. Absolutely.
Love it. And one thing that I have always been so impressed by since we met a few months ago, really, is just how you juggle everything. I mean, it makes me laugh how you send emails at 11:30 at night and you're always on the go and always doing things. And I'm like, how does she do it all? And so I'd love if you could share with our listeners who might also be working parents and chasing kids and also focusing on their own passions and their own dreams, how you manage it all and make it happen.
So I am incredibly blessed that I have a super hands-on husband. Like, honest, I know we are in this business together. We have the other business, but we are in it together, you know? So it's, I think having, and I don't say this lightly, I know that I am lucky that I have somebody who is willing to share the load with me, whatever that is, you know? And however, in some days I'm giving 100 and he's giving 0, and some days I'm giving 0 and he's giving 100, and we just figure that out. So I think having support, and you'll hear me say this a lot, is having support, building that village. And that's something, one of our pillars really is to build a village for moms, whether you have a village or you find one online. I think, you know, I think that is critical to the success of moms. And that's critical to my success. So having a good partner is huge. So that's big. And then also having, and I'm still learning this, but having kids is so fun, but also it's the schedule sometimes is so hectic. So I try, and it's not always perfect, but I try sometimes between like the hours of 5 and 8, you know, when they're home. Now it's summer, so all bets are off. But but usually when they're like at daycare or at school or things of that nature, the hours between 5 and 8, I tried as best I can to keep sacred. You know, the kids are home. This is when we're going to go outside and play on the monkey bars or swings, and we're going to have dinner. We're going to do bath time. We're going to do this. And then after that, it's, you know, it's back to work, back to what it is, you know, all the other responsibilities that we need to do. So trying to delineate like the responsibilities that we have, but also balance it with the kids' schedule, it's not perfect, but I'm always trying to do that. And that I feel like is a way that I can try to manage and juggle all the things. And then the last thing is, I always say this is no, and I don't know exactly the exact story, but there's somebody had mentioned, there's a story and I'm paraphrasing it terribly, but there, you will always have plastic balls and glass balls, and know what balls are glass and know what balls are plastic. And sometimes, you know, for somebody who, I'm not a perfectionist, but you know, I do have little perfectionist tendencies for little things. So knowing, you know, when it's, even if it pains you, it's okay to drop a ball, making sure it's just a plastic one and not a glass one. And, you know, what are glass ball things that are going on in your life? Is it a ballet recital? You know, is it a work deadline that is, no kidding, you cannot miss it? And what things are plastic balls? Like, oh, you know, wacky hat Tuesday, you know, wacky, whatever. You know, there's, yeah, like rare days at school that it's like, you want to do them all, but sometimes you forget. So what, yeah, things are glass, what things are plastic? And I think it's very important to do that. And then the last thing is, and we always make fun of this, but Dan and I have this thing we call office hours, where it's once the kids are asleep, we try to like have office hours, which is sometimes it's just getting caught up on busy work, or sometimes it's sort of just looking at the schedule for the next day. And it's like, all right, well, you have to do drop off, but I have to do pickup, but you have a dentist appointment. So, all right, nope, that's not going to work. You know, trying to, yeah, making sure, you know, we work out all, you know, all those different conflicts the night before or a few days before if necessary, to try. And it's, again, not perfect, but to try to make things as smooth as possible so that the kids, you know, are fine, and all our big responsibilities, our glass balls, are don't fall. So that's how we try to manage it all, but it's obviously a work in progress. And again, going back full circle, I can't stress enough how important it is to have good support, and we're lucky to have that.
Yes, I have never heard that analogy before of the glass balls and plastic balls. And so I love that you shared that, because I think it helps to put things into perspective. I think us as women specifically, we tend to say yes to every single thing and load up our plates because we feel guilty asking for help or saying no. And so I think it kind of helps to just show that it's okay if everything isn't always 100% perfect all the time, because you could only do so much, really.
You can only do so much. And something that I'm coming to terms with these days, say these days because it's quite new, is that I'm in this season of life right now. So for example, so we're supposed to run a half marathon in January of 2024. I am not a runner, so this is an adventure for me. But initially, I had toyed with we had talked about, like, oh, shit, it's a Disney one, which there's rocks and the other, which is supposed to be a lot of fun. So initially, we were approached, we were like, oh, do you guys want to run the full marathon? And again, I'm not a runner, so that was a crazy thought even to begin with. But then I thought, like, oh, maybe I'll do it. And then I had to take a step back and say, okay, in this season of life, it is hard enough to get everything I need to get done. I certainly do not have time to train for a marathon. You know, it's just not my season. It's just not my season. But I'm not saying I'll never. I mean, to be honest, I probably will never. But I'm not saying no, never. But right now, it's not my season. And identifying, you know, this is the season for this. It's not that season. And for me, it's hard to say no to things for all those reasons that you mentioned, and also because I have FOMO. I have fear of missing out. Like, you're doing a marathon, I'm doing a marathon, but it's just not my season. So I think, like, being able to know that is very important.
I love that. And it's just sounds like, from everything that you shared through this episode, that you're very self-aware, which I think is something that is a really good trait to have as a founder, of just knowing what's the right thing to do, what's not the right thing to do, and being able to have that ultimate compass that can guide you in the right direction. So I love that, of just the fact that you have so much great perspective, and rather than feeling down about saying no about something, knowing that it might not always be a no, it could be a yes in the future, but exactly like you said, it's just not the season that you're in right now.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. So I like that, a compass. Another thing to add.
I know. It's like one of the things that I love about being a business owner is that I feel like I always have ideas coming. But then that's one of the things that's so hard about being a business owner, is that, like, your brain just does not shut off.
I know. And that's one of the biggest things is for Soma, is that, you know, we have all these hopes and dreams and for it. And it's like, okay, great. 10, 15 year plan, right? Like, right now, let's focus. Because you said, my brain never shuts off. And then I'm like, well, what about this? What about that? And let's do this. And it's like, sure, but one step at a time.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And with Soma, do you think that you'll only stay in the ready-to-drink tea space? Do you think you might branch out to other food products, whether it's physical food or snacks that you eat, or different types of beverages?
Yeah. So right now, we are looking in the ready-to-drink, you know, staying there for now. But long-term, I definitely have bigger goals for Soma, including I would love to get into the actual food space. So I'm sure we'll talk about it further at some point, but my husband loves to cook, and that's the other business that we have, is a spice business. And so I would love to see, you know, how are we able to sort of leverage that passion, leverage the work that has been done there, in order to be able to also continue to help postpartum moms. So to answer your question, I do have a lot of different things in the works, including being able to get in the food, more into the food space, not just the drink space.
Love that. And speaking of your husband, Dan, I'd love to hear your perspective on what it's like to own two businesses with a spouse, and how you kind of focus on work just during work time, and how you're able to almost transition out of working and focus on family time or husband and wife time, and just being able to balance both of those roles.
Yeah, so absolutely. So it's hard in the sense that it's not, you know, you walk away from work, but you're still living with the person that you're working with. So to be completely honest, we haven't learned how to just we're not talking about work. We haven't talked, because there's always so much to say. And, oh, hey, did you get that email? And did you respond to this person? And did you pay this invoice? You know, there's always, even when we're juggling different things. So we haven't gotten perfect about that. But something that is really big for us is we really try to do date night. And sometimes we're lucky to get a babysitter who is like, yeah, I'll come take care of 3 kids, 4 and under. So that we're lucky with that sometimes. But something that we're really big on is we try to eat dinner as a family together with the kids every night except Fridays. Friday is our night to disconnect. So usually every night of the week, we have dinner together like at a normal like 6 o'clock so that, you know, the kids can eat and then they'll go to sleep. But on Fridays, our night, we still feed the kids at a regular time. And then usually he'll try to make, he will make like a meal that usually takes a little bit longer. He takes his time. I usually take that time to unwind, bath, or just like aimlessly like roam the Target aisles and buy things that I really need to buy. But I love Target. Who doesn't? And then we have a date night at home. Like, we don't even need a sitter, right? Because the kids are asleep upstairs and we just have dinner together. Like when we were like fresh out of college, 10 p.m., 11 p.m. at night, like we're on Europe time, and it's just our time to connect. It's our date night. And I think like that's the biggest thing is that we, rain or shine, we have an at-home date night every Friday. And even though we're still learning how to delineate, like, all right, we're not going to talk about work, we're not going to do this, that's our time to reconnect as husband and wife and not just necessarily like as, you know, just business owners or anything like that. So I think it's really important if you're able to have those date nights. And again, sometimes we're able to get a babysitter, but if we're not, at least having that something different, something special on Friday nights, even when it's at home. So I think that's important.
I love that. And like you said, it really helps to kind of focus on both of you as husband and wife outside of other responsibilities and really focus on building that bond, which in turn will only make things like your business and your family so much stronger as well.
100%. And so, and like I said, I think it's important to also take time for yourself. So that's when I do whatever it is that I decide to do for self-care that day. Maybe I'll, you know, and I think it's important for you to take that time. I know it's not easy. I know it's really hard to carve it out, but I think it's so important to take that time for yourself, to take that time for your spouse. Because as you said, if you do that, if you better yourself, if you strengthen your relationship with your partner, I think that will also trickle into your business and everything like that. And I think it really, that's big. That's very important.
You nailed it. And one of the things that you mentioned too, speaking of support earlier on in this episode, is that you worked with your very dear friend who's a lactation consultant to help really hone in on what Soma will offer and being able to provide that resource to other moms. And so I'd love to hear if you focused on building up kind of like a network of professionals that can come together and learn from one another and how you're able to use that support for your own self.
Absolutely. So I feel... like I cheat a little bit because I'm really lucky. I have one sister and she's a doctor. So she's already like in that space, like tapped into all these different professionals. So just from there, I'm one call text away from being able, she's not only is she a doctor, she's a neonatologist. So she's a baby doctor. She was a pediatrician and then she's subspecialized. And so from there, it's been very like easier for me to really tap into that network of professionals because they're always in that professional setting. So from there, I'm hoping not everybody, I know that I'm in a very lucky situation in order to be able to have those professionals have that expertise at my fingertips. But long-term goals for Soma too, is I would love to be able to, I don't really know exactly how, but when, as we build this village, is to be able to provide people, you know, connect people with professionals in this realm to make, you know, answer those questions and things like that, that you have in the middle of the night when no one else is awake, and to make it easier for moms and be able to build that village that I've been lucky to be able to have myself.
Yes. And it's huge because I always say that referrals are the best compliments. So anyone who refers Soma to people that they know, that's a huge compliment. You being able to refer service providers to people, that's a compliment to them. And what goes around comes around. So it's nice to be able to build that support and build that village for what people need.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So, that's something that I definitely, as we continue building Solma, continue building that village, is doing that, ensuring that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of support, I'd love to hear what your favorite local businesses are to support and shop at.
Yeah, so I'm located out of Melrose, and let me think here. There's always so many good businesses, beverage, restaurants, and things like that. We love Beacon Hill Wine and Spirits in downtown Melrose. Such a fun store. Rebecca, the owner, has embraced us from day one, like huge on supporting us, our businesses, our ventures. So really love supporting Beacon Hill. Good wine, good spirits, good boutique things. Our spices are in there. So love that. And then really big on the farmers markets. I gotta be honest, I wasn't like, I would go to farmers markets growing up, but I never really was consistent until now that I live in this area. I love them. Like the Melrose Farmers Market, the Wakefield Farmers Market, the Stoneham Farmers Market. There's so many different businesses that are showcased there week after week. And I love supporting just overall the farmers market, but learning about the different businesses there, I think, is really big. And then last is Boston Moms. Boston Moms, I connected with Megan over a year ago. Over a year ago, oh my gosh, I think so. A while ago, and huge resources for moms. Big, big resource for me. And so, absolutely. So those are some businesses that are very near and dear to me. Have supported me. I definitely, I definitely love them, and those are the big ones.
Love that. And now for people who would like to support you and Solma, I'd love if you could share where they can find you online in case they'd like to connect with you further.
Yeah, absolutely. So, solmatea.com is our e-commerce store. You can also email us at drinksolma@gmail.com, or connect with us on Instagram, Solma. So I all I'd love to connect with anybody through that way.
Perfect. And I will link to those in the show notes. That way people can click through and connect with you further from there. But Daniela, thank you so much for being such a great guest on our podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me, Ashley. This was so much fun, and I love chatting with you, and I appreciate your support as
Likewise. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Right Here in Mass. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed recording it. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social media, and share our podcast with your network. See you next week.